Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, everyone. It's the JVL here with my Bulwark colleague, Hannah Yost. And graphic design is her passion. Hannah, do you own a Tesla?
No, but my brother does. So,
oh,
like 1 degree interesting. Of separation. Mm-hmm.
So we have some interesting things going on here. You and I like to talk about brands and design and the messages that are sort of inherent in all of these things. And Elon Musk has done this very bold thing over the last year where he has tried to be as polarizing and antagonistic as possible towards the type of people who buy electric cars and to curry favor with the kinds of people who hate electric cars and drive Ford Raptors. And now we're starting to see we've done the reaping and the sowing part is happening now. And it's delicious because we're getting final 2024 numbers and early year on year January sales numbers. And Tesla sales are in the toilet. California, the most important EV market in the United States, in 2024, EV sales from all brands not named Tesla went up by 1.4%. Tesla sales down by 11.6%. Kind of a problem. Germany is Europe's biggest car market. Last month, Tesla sales in Germany down by 60%. That's 60. In France, year over year, last month, down 63%. This is probably has nothing to do with Elon Musk going out and, you know, doing Nazi salutes and talking about the AFD. Sales only down 8% in the UK, January, and in China down 11.5%. So it seems to me that he is testing the proposition of, like, if I give the finger to my customers, will they stop buying my cars? They're saying, yes, we will. What do you think about all this?
It's okay, because the pickup truck drivers will save him for sure. They're all going to buy Cybertrucks. And that is the future.
Well, what is your, does your brother have a Cybertruck?
No, God, no. He's got the X-Wing one. And he got it before they knew that he was crazy. And he thought it was cool.
Do you know that there's an Etsy thing now? Yeah. For people who bought their Teslas pre-Insanity Musk, and where they're like, I'm sorry I bought this. Because the thing is, if you own a Tesla now, and you want to unload it, another marker is that the depreciation on them is horrific.
Awful.
And yeah, there's another guy on YouTube, Mr. Regular, who does regular car reviews. I don't know if you're a devotee, but he has a thing which he says all the time. He goes, depreciation reveals all.
Wow.
And it's kind of true. Depreciation rates do tell you what the market actually thinks of something. And when you rank car brands by depreciation, Tesla is last, below Jaguar, below Chrysler. It's very bad. It's very bad. It's not good. So have you ever seen a brand do this before? Because normally brands, when they get like rabbit ears for like, we offended some tiny little market segment, they like rush to try to do repair work and like, no, we're so sorry, we didn't mean that. And Elon is like, just like, fuck you, you woke elites, go to college. Rah! Lick my nuts.
The closest you got is Kanye. Really?
Yeah.
If you think about it. And really, this is like a thing you see with celebrities who get canceled. Really, it's that they have to have like a push to go to the other side. Kind of like Russell Brand. It's like he's not really MAGA, but he was canceled for all sorts of horrible things. And so he went to find a new family. And so he's found
Home. To lean into it.
Yeah. That's what they do. And that's, I think, partly what's going on.
And you can do that when you are selling like subscriptions to some Catholic website or something. When you're selling a mass market item like an automobile, it's a little harder. It's a little harder when half of the marketplace, half of the total addressable market just says from the jump, I'm not going to drive a Tesla. I'm not driving a white power mobile. What are you talking about?
Yeah. How much of it though is there's all press is good press, even if it is bad press. How much do you think just like his name recognition now is so much bigger than it was? Like more people know about the Cybertruck than ever would have if he had just stayed in his little lane.
Yeah, I don't think that all press is good press when it comes to mass market items like this. Like there is such a, you can do hard negative in such a way that it becomes absolutely toxic to your product and to your sales. We were talking about this right before we went on. There's a horrible, horrible example of this, which is that in 1996, the company ValueJet, which is a low-cost air carrier, had one of the most horrific airline crashes ever. Like it crashed into the Florida Everglades. It killed everybody on board. Alligators were eating the bodies. It was honestly sickening. And the name ValueJet became so toxic, the company just changed its name. They're like, yeah, we're AirTran now. ValueJet. Yeah, that company was garbage, dude. I don't remember. They were terrible. And Tesla can't do that exactly, but that's kind of the direction it's heading in. And here's the other thing. So there's a group that does research on the politics of EVs and the EV Politics Project. And they did a study, they put it out, and as a baseline, they went through Trump and Harris voters asking them, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of various car brands? Ford, Volkswagen, Toyota, etc. And this is kind of interesting. I wouldn't have guessed this. People basically have the exact same views of all of those car brands. Like whether you're a Trump voter or a Harris voter, like you hear Toyota and you're like, yeah, good. There's only one car brand that's not true of.
That's a Tesla.
And it looks like this. So, you know, 59% of Harris voters view Tesla unfavorably. 64% of Trump voters view it favorably. And then when you go do the breakdowns, and here's the other graphic that I wanted to talk about. What you see is that this is closely tied to their opinion of Elon Musk. And when you break down, what is your opinion of Elon Musk? The people who like him best are men who drive internal combustion engine vehicles, which are pickup trucks, and who are not open to buying an EV in the future.
Well, that's why he's got the Cybertruck, is to kind of try and change those guys.
I want to see the first person to drive a Cybertruck up to a job site.
Well, he's probably going to have a Confederate flag off the back of it. There's one brand that had something similar without like the fascism. Poppy, do you know this, the beverage brand?
No, but in fact, I just saw their first commercial last night during the Super Bowl.
So I did not see this, but they started out as like a kombucha apple cider vinegar company under the name Mother. And they rebranded, moving away from like the wellness space to being called Poppy and to be a probiotic soda. So now they are trying to like capture the market for like rebranding all soda. And since they have strayed so far from their core identity, it's not necessarily working. And they've also been met with like some scandal because there's not actually enough probiotic in their mix to make a meaningful difference. So there's like a little bit of like, is it actually real?
Yeah, that's very strange.
Yeah.
I The other thing about Tesla is, as a design matter, they're like brutalist cars. they're the automotive equivalent of those like early 1970s concrete square buildings, which would, you know, pop up all over American cities. And
well, that's just the new one, though. The old ones like looked like cool, sexy sport cars, and now he's like pushed it towards this more dystopian retro future look.
Yeah, it does feel dystopian. I mean, you look at a Model 3 and you're like, yeah, that's a car I want to get. It's like, oh, that's the car I have to have.
Ugh. Well, he's marketing that way. He's like, these windows won't break even when the zombies come for you, and like showing the throwing the metal balls at the windows and they don't break. And it's like, well, no, they're supposed to break for safety measures so that you don't drown in your car and you can get out of it if you're in an emergency situation.
So the other thing he does, though, is he doesn't refresh them, really. Mm-mm. So, you know, other car makers are typically on like a 3-year cycle with model refreshes. And, you know, cars are a little bit like fashion. It's always changing. And Musk's view seems to have been, we can do all of the improvements with over-the-air software updates. The software is just what we'll do it with. And so the cars all look the same. Mm-hmm. I think they start looking stale.
Well, he offers you the customization on the inside. You can like do any upsells you want it. Like you can swap out the leather and all of that nonsense, but it's not actually a meaningful change.
It's a weird, weird thing. And yet the stock trades at, what is the PE ratio on Tesla stock? It is 177. So typically you get high PE ratios in tech, not in like actual physical manufacturer. But Tesla's PE ratio is still 5 times that of Apple, the most valuable company in the world. It is 15 times the PE ratio of Toyota, despite the fact that Toyota sells 10 times as many cars a year as Tesla does. It's amazing. And I wrote a thing about this week, saying that actually, if you want to hurt Trump, you got to hurt Elon. And one of the ways to hurt Elon is Tesla, because Tesla is this big attack surface and it's a big soft target. It's wildly overvalued to begin with. And we already see it going backwards economically. Do you think that it's going to wind up with a stigma attached to it, where a normal person who's like, yeah, I want to buy an EV, I think it's time to make the switch to electric, and they look around, they see, A, that the used market is just flooded with Teslas, which it is. And they look and say, do I want to have to explain to my friend that I'm buying it? No, I don't think that the AFD is good. I don't think the AFD is just misunderstood. It's not about Germans moving on from their history. That's not why I bought this. I bought it because I think they finally fixed their problems with panel gaps, because the Tesla manufacturing process is absolute dog shit.
There's a joke here about Volkswagen, but I'm not quite clever enough to make it. The new Volkswagen.
What do people do with that? Like, do they like go, yeah, I'm going to grit my teeth and buy this thing, even though everybody will assume I'm a racist?
Well, why would you? There's Rivian right now is making a much more competitive EV, and all of the automakers are like really pushing their EVs. But there's also what you mentioned, the bumper stickers that you can buy that's like, we bought this before we knew he was crazy. And there's been several posts go viral, especially in California, showing like multiple cars having it now. And Business Insider just did a short reported piece on this, talking to people of like, so like, can you separate Tesla from Elon? And it's kind of funny because it's a very similar conversation to in the art space. They talk about like separating the art from the artist. And it's like, yeah, people being like, oh, well, if we follow this logic, then I'd have to check in on every CEO ever before I make any purchasing thing. It's like, no, you don't. This is a very extreme case where he is clearly off his rocker, and Tesla is what gives him power. It's his little nest egg where his wealth is mostly consolidated. So if they take credit, all of these leftists like to say that they made a change and they made an impact because they boycotted Starbucks. And it's like, did you really? Like, if you're going to meaningfully boycott something, boycott Tesla. and go buy it. Like, if you're in the market for an EV, why would you support him when there are better options?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if Tesla was like far and away the best EV in the space, then it'd be a question. But it really isn't anymore. It's very
Right.
much the mid version now. It's a bad value proposition.
And even that
I
guy
what do you,
has
where
Elon
are you on the
Musk.
art and artist thing?
I go back and forth. I have a hard time with that one, but I feel like this is a very clear cut one where it's like, no, they're tied to each other in a way that maybe some artists and their art are not.
It's different than just saying like, oh, all CEOs are assholes, because he's not just a CEO, he's the majority owner of the company, right? So it isn't, he's not, most CEOs are hired guns. He owns Tesla. Tesla is him. And so you're contributing to his wealth and control of the company by supporting it.
With movies, like if you look at Woody Allen, like the argument in favor of it, of like separating them, is that other art forms, they offer a universal, like there's a kernel of truth in it that speaks to the universal experience and actually is a meaningful contribution to society that overshadows their personal issues. There is nothing that he has put out with that. There is no Tesla product that overshadows his personal issues. They are deeply tied to each other, and that it is an emblematic of him and his moral rot.
And the art is supposed to like teach you something about the world. And the question is like, well, can you take valuable lessons from it? Like, it's just a car.
Yeah.
You're just going to get groceries in it. Like, you
And it's a
can get
status
groceries in
symbol.
anything. Yeah. Do you like the Tesla logo?
Yeah, that's fine. It's kind of threatening and menacing now. Kind of changes as time goes on.
It does, doesn't it? It's gone from like cool future to fascist. It's funny how context gives that to design. All right, Hannah. Well, I'm gonna go out and buy an EV that's not a Tesla, and hopefully this can be the first step in organizing a nationwide boycott of the white power mobiles and driving a stake through the heart of our new oligarchs. Guys, hit subscribe, follow the channel. We'll be back at some point soon. Good luck, America.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.